now. I've got Steve Wren on the line. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Pat?
Steve, you're a Northside councillor, and we're going to discuss the fact that local drugs units may be scrapped, and I have pointed out that these are Garda drug units.
Sure.
Okay, so what is the reason for this, do you know?
Well, I suppose, firstly, I was made aware of it at a meeting a few weeks ago with some senior Garda members who informed me that with the new roster system that's coming into play in the Garda organisation from the 1st of April, that the Garda commissioner was looking at disbanding the local drug units and with a view to putting these plainclothes guards back into uniform. So I suppose it's a cost saving, it's a cost-cutting measure, really, I suppose. But my concern about it is that they're not thinking long term, Pat. And I mean, we all know the problems that we have in communities with drugs, and we all know the other problems that are associated with drug use. I mean, as it stands at the moment, we have 7,000 people in Dublin alone engaging in treatment services for drug abuse, but we also have approximately another 7,000 people in Dublin that aren't engaging in services. So there's approximately 14,000 people in the city of Dublin that are involved in polydrug use. So if that's not policed, and if the supply of these drugs to the communities aren't policed properly, I mean, that's going to get worse down the road. And, you know, what might look like a cost-saving measure now, in 5 years' time, when our economy is stronger and when we're pulling ourselves out of the mess that we're in, we're going to have a bigger mess when it comes to people affected by addictive behaviour. So I think it's just a bad way to go.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason, I believe, is because senior members of the force have retired. Isn't that one of the reasons why they're saying this situation is arising?
Well, it could be, but it's my understanding that it's basically to get more uniformed guards on the street. So if you take these plainclothes members out of their specialist units, they're going to be seen on the street. Now, I'm sure that the retirement of senior officers plays a part in it as well, because, I mean, every senior officer in the guards is responsible for different specialist units. But there's another thing, Pat, that we need to take into account as well, is that most of the intelligence gathered in relation to drug use or drug dealers in the city comes from local drug units and then makes its way to the Garda National Drugs Unit based in Dublin Castle. And there's not a day or a week goes by where we don't see these guys in the newspapers after seizing millions worth of heroin, and they're doing a smashing job out there. But that'll all stop if these local drug units are disbanded, because the supply of intelligence will dry up. They'll have nobody going into the National Drugs Unit because there'll be nobody trained. So I suppose there's a wide range of reasons why they're looking at doing this, but it's not going to work. It's going to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, you can see the problem just getting completely out of hand. And if that happens, isn't that right? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. And I mean, what people don't realise is we're barely dealing with the coke epidemic out there, the cocaine epidemic. You throw crack cocaine or crystal meth use into that. We haven't even looked at that. We haven't even began to investigate how we're going to stop this. We haven't even, you know, this is stuff that's coming down the road. And by disbanding these local drug units, we won't be able to deal with that, and we'll have an epidemic that we've never seen before in this country in three to five years' time if these plans. I mean, look, we contacted the Department of Justice in relation to this, and we were referred back to the Garda Commissioner because it was a Garda management issue. There's plenty of other ways of being creative about saving money in the guards without disbanded specialist units like this.
I'm just wondering, Steve, is this on a national level, or is it confined to basically the urban areas of Dublin?
I've been told it's a national plan, and I've asked questions in relation to even as far away as Donegal, and they've been told the same. So it's a national plan by the Garda Commissioner.
Right. Well, are they maintaining then that we really do need more uniformed Garda on the streets, and there's an embargo on recruitment into Garda Síochána for the next several years. Is that right?
That's what I've been told. I mean, I know as much as you do about that, I suppose. But I mean, look, there's ways of being. We can be creative about saving money, and we can be creative about policing. I mean, from an outsider such as myself looking in, with just by doing a little bit of research, I mean, there's common sense stuff that comes to comes into it here. I mean, we have 800 members of the Garda Reserve there. Now, if you were to give those 800 members extra powers and extra road traffic powers, that they could very easily fleet, that would create revenue, and that would bring revenue into the Garda organisation. And it would also, and you have to bear in mind that these are, there's 800 people, members of the Garda Reserve there that do this voluntarily, do it for nothing. So they've a vested interest in policing their community. So give them extra road traffic powers, let them create revenue, and it'd make the road safer. It would create revenue, and then that revenue could be put back into to fund them whatever money is needed to keep these drug units in play.
I'm wondering, have any of the local politicians in your area in particular been asked to comment on the situation? And if so, what have they been saying?
I can't answer that. I know Minister Shorthall is very much involved in she's kept up to speed in relation to it, and I was speaking for myself about it recently. I can't imagine any politician in the area having a problem with or not having a problem with the Garda Commissioner's plans to cut the drugs units.
Well, I mean, the government, Steve, must be aware of the fact that the drug problem in the country is not lessening to any great extent, really. I mean, all the Gardaí are doing basically is maintaining the lid on it, really. And if they implement this plan, then surely they must be able to have some sort of reasoning within themselves as to what could happen if this situation is implemented. What way are they thinking at all in that regard, you know?
Well, I suppose when you look at it, I suppose that's a question for the Minister for Justice, I suppose. But I mean, it's obviously, this is, as far as I'm concerned now, this is something that there's not much forward thinking going on in this decision. And as I said earlier, we've been told that it's a Garda management plan, which makes me think that maybe the up until we sort of made this public, or up until we were told about this, that maybe the Minister for Justice maybe mightn't have known an awful lot about the Commissioner's plans to disband the drugs units. I mean, we couldn't get a proper answer out of the guards when we contacted them in relation to they couldn't say for definite that they were doing it, but they didn't deny it, which makes me think that, you know, that the plan is to go ahead and do it on the 1st of April. So only time will tell, but hopefully we'll be able to stop it, or hopefully we'll be able to put a stop to, I mean, in my constituency in Finglas and Ballymun, Glasnevin and Santry, to disband these drug units would have a devastating effect on our community.
Yeah, I'm just look, basically at the end of the day, is it a funding problem, really? Is it? Is that what it is at the outset? Like, I mean, it's just purely and simply the fact that they have no money or something to keep the units in place.
I think so, and I think it's also just a guess. I think the plan is it's their way of getting guards on the streets, getting uniforms on the streets. But I mean, as I said earlier, there's far more creative ways to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, you know, within the guard organisation, you could look at the, you know, uniforms, sworn in members, I think they call them, that are filling admin posts, that are doing jobs that guards maybe shouldn't do, that they should be out on the street and things like that. There's far more creative ways another day's work, but you could introduce a system that I would be a fan of maybe in relation to, you know, a lot of antisocial behaviour stems and comes from people who are involved in drug dealing and what have you and things like that. So issue on-the-spot fines, or you know the guards at the weekends or whatever can issue an on-the-spot fine for somebody who's involved in antisocial behaviour or criminal behaviour, and that creates revenue, and it also keeps the guards on the street so that they're not taken back to the stations for 2 or 3 hours to process the paperwork involved in arresting these guys. And so, I mean, you could be, if, for somebody like me looking from the outside in, and with a bit of research and a bit of asking a few questions, you can come up with ideas like that. Surely within the guard organisation they can come up with more creative ways to save money.
Well, I mean, yeah, you would think there'd be a bit of forward planning, all right, but I really, at the same time, Steve, I must say, it's kind of a rarity these days to see uniformed Gardaí on the streets. I saw one there last week and I kind of had to do a double take. I was wondering what he was doing out in the street, because normally if you do come across Gardaí, they're in a car, you know, and they're going up the road to investigate a crime or something like that. But
but
it really is a rarity these days to see Gardaí on foot patrol, isn't that right? You might see the guys on the bicycles, they're traffic, but we do really need more of them on foot patrol in areas where there are relatively high levels of crime to try and do something about that. You know, I'm not saying it's the right thing for the Gardaí to pull the drug units off and put them back in uniform. I'd say that's the wrong way to go. But at the same time, we do need them out there visibly, don't we?
I absolutely agree. And I mean, an example would be, I mean, I know quite a lot of guards in Ballymun, I know quite a lot of guards in Finnis and other parts of the city, and they work very, very hard and they're very, very dedicated, and you know, they're trying their best under very, very bad circumstances. But I mean, you walk past or drive past a Garda station, you should never see a Garda car parked outside a Garda station. They should be out patrolling the communities. And the reason that most of the time that the Garda cars are there, the guards are in the station, is because they're processing the paperwork that's involved in you know, doing their job and arrests and things like that. Now, I know you need paperwork and stuff like that, but there has to be a better system there to keep guards out on the streets. I mean, to keep them out talking to the community. And I mean, you know, you hear of community units, community policing units, but as far as I'm concerned, every guard is a community police guard.
Yeah.
And when that's certainly the way it was when I was growing up in Finglas, and it's certainly the way I think it should be done. I mean, look, I'm not saying, you know, I'm a big fan of getting more guards on the street like everybody else. But just when it comes to specific units or specially trained units like the Garda Drugs Unit or the local drugs units, I mean, these guys and girls that are working under these circumstances have a very big interest in what they're doing. They're specially trained. You know, they're trained. They know the law in relation to the Misuse of Drugs Act. Maybe. You know, they know more about it than the ordinary Joe Soap guard on the street, because they, you know, and they're good people. They've got people skills. They've got intelligence gathering abilities and stuff like that. We get rid of that, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, and they've also got the dedication, isn't that right?
Well, that's it too. And you take them out of that. Imagine I don't know the figures, and they won't tell me, and I wouldn't ask, I suppose, the figures for the amount of people, because you know, in these drug units. But you take them out and put them back to uniform, morale is going to hit the ground. They're not going to have the same interest as they had, because you know, that they're doing a different job. It's almost like, I know, it's almost like they're being demoted.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be motivating the guards. We should be giving them the systems and the things they need to do their job properly. Because, and you know, in times of recession, when there's no money out there, crime figures rise. That's a fact. We know that, and that's the same across the world, across Europe. So we need to be empowering the police, our policemen and women, not taking the power away from them.
Yeah. So before I let you go, is this supposed to these drug units, our Garda drug units, are supposed to be disbanded on the 1st of April? Is that what you said, Steve?
I've been told the first, the new roster system comes into play on the 1st of April, and that, the units, that anybody that's not an appointed detective within the Garda units is to go back to uniform, which means that's the Garda drugs units and various other units. So, yeah, that's what I've been told.
Okay, well, look, we'll watch the situation and see what develops over the next few weeks. Hopefully, there might be a reversal of the decision to do that, because it sounds like it's a pretty precarious thing to do in the country in this particular time. But listen, Steve, thanks very much for taking the call from us today.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, we'll talk to you again on this.
You will indeed.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.